Okay, we're back. But I don't think we're going to continue with that quiz because it was pretty horrible, wasn't it?
It was pretty mean.
Yeah, all right. So right now, here on Brain Damage, it's time for a little segment called That's Sexist.
That's Sexist!
Of course, dedicated listeners would remember this segment from a past radio show involving me that will remain unnamed. But for the uninitiated, That's Sexist is a segment. Well, obviously, you probably guessed that already. It's a segment where my fellow Brain Damaged hosts and I go out and about and take note of various aspects of our so-called equal society that prove that we are actually quite sexist. So, to start off the segment, here's something that I noticed. The man in the moon.
That's sexist!
The man in the moon? What, no, woman in the moon? And how does one even know it's a man? I mean, did the pocket protector clad mission control members over at NASA conduct some sort of giant lunar genital surveillance that I'm unaware of? And even if it is a woman, she's inevitably doomed, unless she's capable of asexual reproduction or arranges some sort of conjugal visit from the men from Mars. And don't get me started on that.
Appalling, DMG, just appalling. But get a load of this example of this sexist society of ours. The Academy Awards.
That's sexist!
Significant. Listen to this. The golden statues. On closer inspection, they appear to be male and neutered. Jesus! Speaking from experience, it's hard enough getting a date being 1 foot tall and coated in gold, but give me a frickin' chance, Academy! Smelt some little female Oscarettes and don't skimp out in their golden globes. I want at least a C cup.
Appalling, Matty B. But get a load of what I noticed. Did you know that female porn stars get paid more than their male counterparts?
That's sexist!
Oh, sure, you can justify the difference with the old supply and demand excuse. But this is one industry I think some sort of socialist system of equality, you know, would work better. Or, at the very least, help us get laid.
Indeed. Appalling, Nathan. Absolutely appalling. But back to the unmistakable sexism. The West Australian city of Fremantle.
That's sexist!
Fremantle? What, no? Free woman to? Woman can't be free to? And what is with this tool at the end? Is it some kind of weapon? And if so, I would hope it's not just limited to the men in that city. Women need knives just as much as men. Even more so, actually, considering their food preparation duties.
That's sexist!
It sure is. Appalling. Here's another one I noticed. Either of you guys been down to Victor Harbour?
Yeah.
And you'd be familiar with the popular tourist attraction known as the Cockle Train?
That's sexist!
Well, that's pretty self-explanatory, really.
Yeah.
That's sexist!
Appalling.
Appalling.
And thus concludes another installment of That's Sexist. Join us next time when we nitpick more popular culture.
It's raining men!
That's sexist!
Hallelujah!
Amen. I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna let myself get absolutely soaking wet. It's raining men.
That's sexist.
Hallelujah! It's raining men.
That's sexist.
Sexist.